All right, can everyone hear me now? Yeah, I see some hands at the back, which is great. Well, I am Janice, and I normally go to the 9 a.m. English service, so I probably haven't seen a lot of you guys. But I wonder, have you ever had a party before?
Yeah,
okay. You would have prepared the decorations, and you would have chosen your favorite flavored cake. You might have even planned some games or activities that you enjoy. But who, the most important thing actually, is the people at the party, because you want to celebrate with other people, right? Okay, I see some head nods. Well, who would you invite to your party? Yes. Your best friend? Is there a hand up the back? No. Anyone else? Who would you invite to your party? Yeah? Sorry, you're going to have to say it a little bit louder. Your classmates? Yep. Anyone else? Yeah? Your family? Or I might take one more. Who else has any idea of who they would invite to the party? Well, that's okay. So your friends, your classmates, your best friend, your family? It sounds like it would be an amazing party. How would you feel if no one came to your party? Yeah. You would feel sad. Anyone else? If no one came to your party, would you feel sad? Yeah, you would feel sad. How would you feel if someone you didn't like came to your party? You can talk if you want to. Yeah. Annoyed. Okay, yeah, you might feel annoyed. So if no one came to your party, or if someone you didn't like came to your party, you might feel a bit strange or annoyed, because you prepared this party to enjoy with people that you like. And you can't even do that. You can't even do that. Well, as Sophie and James read to us from Luke chapter 14, Jesus actually told a parable about a banquet. And a banquet is a big party. Jesus didn't share this parable to help us figure out how to throw the best banquet ever. He was actually focusing on the people who would be at this banquet. He wanted to explain to them that the people at God's banquet would not be the people they would expect. Now, a parable is a story that Jesus told to help people understand what the kingdom of God would look like. And a banquet really is like the kingdom of God, because it's a big celebration of God's power and the fact that he is the king over everything. And when Jesus was on earth, he told everyone that God's kingdom was here. And that should have been really exciting news for all of God's people. So, throughout today's talk, whenever you hear the words God's kingdom, I want you to put your hands up like this and say, "It's here," really loud. So should we practice? God's kingdom? So I can only see the kids at the front doing it, and there's no one at the back doing it. So it would be really, yeah, fantastic, great. I would love everyone to do it. So let's practice again. God's kingdom. Yeah. That's amazing. Awesome. We'll practice one more time. God's kingdom. Yeah, beautiful. All right. So the start of Luke chapter 14 tells us that Jesus was at a meal with the Pharisees. Now, Pharisees were teachers of the law, and they thought that they were following God's law really, really well. But they were putting all these extra rules in place, and they made it harder to trust and to follow God. In fact, it was more about following rules than it was about having a relationship with God. And it was during this meal that Jesus said to the Pharisees that if they were to have a meal, they should invite those who were poor, crippled, blind, and lame. people who couldn't pay them back. And why did Jesus mention this? Well, he did it to explain that those who would be in God's kingdom... Let's try that again. Why did Jesus have to mention that he was that they should invite all these different people to their banquet? Because Jesus wanted to show that those who were in God's kingdom would not be who they would expect. But the Pharisees didn't really understand, because they replied to Jesus saying, "Blessed is the one who eats at the feast in the kingdom of God." They knew that it would be really wonderful to be part of God's kingdom. But they had their own idea of who would be at this banquet. They thought that those who were rich and those who would be powerful, that they would be part of this banquet. But Jesus shows them they're wrong. Jesus uses the parable to explain that God's kingdom, it's upside down. Yeah, what? So those at the banquet will not be those who they would expect. So Jesus starts the parable by explaining that there was a man who prepared a big banquet, and he had also invited lots of people. And when it was time for the banquet to happen, he told his servant to go out to those who had been invited to let them know to come, because everything was ready. And so he went out and told those who were invited that they could start going to the banquet because everything was ready and that it was going to be really exciting. And the people who had been invited had said, "Please, excuse me? What? Please excuse me? They just got invited to a banquet and they didn't want to go? Sounds a bit strange, doesn't it? Seems like this banquet and even this invitation wasn't important to them at all." And they also gave some really interesting excuses. One man said that he had just bought a field and he had to go and check it out. Another man said he just bought some oxen and he had to go try them out. And then another man said that he just gotten married, and so he couldn't go to this banquet either. And so the servant returned to his master and told him this. And the master became angry because the banquet was already prepared. Everything was ready. All these people who were invited, all they had to do was just turn up and enjoy. And so the master said to his servant, "Go out quickly into the streets and alleys of the town and bring in those who are poor, crippled, blind, and lame." And that's what the servant did. And the banquet started to fill up. And then the servant said to the master, "What you've asked, it's been done, but there is still room." And so the master said to the servant, "Go out to roads and the country lanes and compel those to come in so that my house will be full. I tell you, not one of those who were invited will get a taste of my banquet." The master wanted many people to enjoy his banquet, but only those who accepted the invitation and went to the banquet would have a chance to enjoy it. In fact, those who were invited wouldn't have a chance to enjoy it at all. When the man prepared his banquet, he had invited many people. They knew that the banquet was happening, and they should have been very excited. But when the time came for them to go to the banquet, they came up with excuses. They thought something else was more important. And in fact, the invitation that they got, it was really not important.
That's how they feel about the invitation.
But when we look at those who are poor and crippled, blind and lame, well, they weren't invited initially. But when the last minute invitation came, they immediately responded. They knew that the invitation and the banquet was important. So they went to the banquet. Through this parable, the Pharisees were being shown that God's kingdom... Let's try that again. Through this parable, Jesus was showing the Pharisees who would be in God's kingdom. The Pharisees thought that those who were rich and those who were powerful, that they would be the ones in God's kingdom. It's here. But Jesus showed that those who are poor and those who are crippled, those who are blind and those who are lame, even those from another country, they would be the ones who would be invited and respond to the invitation to attend the banquet. The Pharisees didn't think that these people would be part of God's kingdom. Yeah. Very good. And God's kingdom? It was here. Jesus was saying to the Pharisees that they had to respond now. When Jesus was on earth, throughout his ministry, he healed people who were sick. He spoke with women who didn't have a lot of power, and he welcomed children who weren't considered important. He talked to everyone. He talked to people who were rich, who were poor. He talked to people who were young, and he talked to people who were old. He talked to people who were sick, and he talked to people who were healthy. Because Jesus wanted to tell everyone about the amazingness of God's kingdom. And it didn't matter that it would look a little bit different and that there would be all these different types of people in the kingdom. So when we think back to ourselves, sometimes we might think like the Pharisees. We have our own ideas of who might be in God's kingdom. We might think that our friends or our family, people that we like, will be part of this banquet. But in fact, all people are invited to God's kingdom. Yeah. Only those who accept the invitation will enjoy the banquet that God has prepared. And this will include people that we don't expect. God's invitation is for everyone, including everyone here. So it doesn't matter if you're young or if you're old. It doesn't matter if you understand a little bit or if you understand a lot. It doesn't even matter what your nationality is or what you might look like. Because God's kingdom includes everyone. Perhaps you've already accepted God's invitation. That's fantastic. But if you haven't, remember that God's invitation is for everyone. And the first thing that you have to do is accept. So I'm going to pray for us now. So let's bow our heads. Dear God, we thank you that you are the King of the world. And we thank you that it's through Jesus that we can have a relationship with you. We thank you that there is going to be a big banquet in your kingdom, a banquet that celebrates how amazing you are. And we thank you that you've given us this invitation to be part of your kingdom. We pray that those who haven't accepted, that they will know that they can just accept your invitation and follow you. And we pray and we thank you for all of this. In Jesus' name we pray.